Love me some Patsy Ryan. Be wrapping that up after 11 o'clock because half an hour from now, international man of mystery Andy Mossack will be with us. Two clues as to where he is. So there'll be no early clues for the half hour of power tonight after 11. I've no idea where he is, so I need your help to track him down. Clue number one is this. This riverside city, originally named for a Frenchman, Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac, in 1701, would later become identified as a world leader in the automotive industry, with nearly 300 car manufacturers basing themselves here.
Eww.
Riverside City, originally named after the Frenchman Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac, identified as a world leader in the automotive industry. Nearly 300 car manufacturers base themselves there. Where do you think it could be? I am thinking... See, I was going to go for France, but it's originally named for a Frenchman, so I'm thinking it's not France. Germany somewhere? 81333RUSS, if you think you know. 300 car manufacturers. So I'm thinking Germany. 0800 389 3333. Trying to track down the man himself. So here's clue number one. We have clue number two after the 11 o'clock news. Heading towards 11 o'clock, it's Russell Walker. Right nice to be with you tonight. On the lookout for tracking down Andy Mossack, of course. Clue number two just after the headlines. We'll get that. Let me have a look at some of these. Plus, brilliance on the sit sound. Wolfie, Anne in Baildon. I think Andy's on his travels in Detroit, in the USA. Detroit. You know, might be. Dean in Leeds, you're going for Germany. Pete, saying Detroit as well. Ooh. Neil in Scavy saying Cadillac is an American car, so why not Detroit? Robert in Filey. Where in the world? I'm wondering if Andy could be in Detroit. Robert, now you see sheer weight of evidence I'm now leaning towards. I'll maybe rescind my guess of Germany. Dennis in Pudsey, also on the phone shouting out Detroit. And thank you for reading the story on... oh, you heard that. You wrote it. That's just very good. So we had clue number one, right? Talking about automotive industry. And the famous Frenchman, Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac. Here is clue number two. This may cement us on Detroit, or it might make us think otherwise. And then the travelogue's coming in 10, right? The city's booming automotive reputation, further enhanced by the first ever mile of concrete roadway. The first four-way, three-colour traffic light, and the world's first urban motorway. This city was at the cutting edge. Automotive reputation, the first ever mile of concrete roadway, the first four-way, three-colour traffic light, and the world's first urban motorway. I think it's Birmingham. I may be wrong. 81333RUSS. Do you want to change your mind from Detroit? Baker Street. Bit of Shania Twain on the way very soon. However, the music means only one thing. Time to track down Andy Mossack, international man of mystery, travel writer extraordinaire. Except he's speaking to us live from his house because the travel industry and effects on it. But that didn't stop us having a look at some of the very best places he's been over the years and giving us some potential ideas for future holidays ourselves. So before we do anything else, good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Russ, and thanks for having me on a Friday, no less. I think it's the first time ever.
First time on we tend to call it Fry-yay here.
Fry-yay. Okay, apologies.
Although in current circumstances, it really makes no difference at all, does it?
No, not really.
Hey, no.
Indeed.
So there life treating you well this week, is it? Everybody can't happy complain. And healthy?
Yeah. Been out playing a bit of golf as well, actually, which was lovely.
Oh, really? Yeah. Glen Eagles, fantastic. Was it?
If only. Yeah, my local pigeon putt. No, it's very nice. Weather's good, so why not? Why not, eh?
There it is. Now you've got me. I'm going to be Googling crazy golf courses. That's what you've...
Under the windmill, through the duck pond.
It went into the clown's mouth, and I won a teddy.
Yes.
Tonight, as regards the sort of looking back on some of the best places, the wonderfully titled Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac has pointed us, basically, you're in Detroit.
Actually, I think it should be Detroit, don't you think?
Detroit. That is where you were anyway, isn't it?
I was. Yeah. A geeky fact, actually. It's the only city in the US where you can look south into Canada. How about that?
How on earth does that happen? Is this down to the shape of the Great Lakes?
Yeah, it's on a sort of a peninsula thing. So, yeah, technically you're looking south into Canada. It's the shape of the border.
Do you know what? That is a wonderful pub quiz fact.
It's
I love
not bad,
that.
Is it?
That's really good. I like that one. When was it you went to Detroit then?
Detroit? I think about 2.5 years ago. It was actually very memorable for me. When I was looking back on it this week, you know, I had so many great memories from it. And I just reminded myself of what a fantastic trip it was. I mean, it wouldn't normally be on most people's list for visiting, let's be honest.
No.
And I was fully expecting downtown Detroit to be like just a, you know, the sort of grass blowing through it and empty abandoned buildings and basically a no-go area, you know. But
yeah,
it was absolutely the exact opposite. I mean, it was stuffed with these beautifully restored Art Deco skyscrapers, hip cafes and hotels and restaurants, an absolutely fabulous river walk all the way along the Detroit River with Windsor, Canada opposite, literally just a couple of miles across. So you can wave at people in Canada. And then some fantastic museums. You know, they've got the DIA, it's called the Detroit Institute of Arts, global art collections worth billions. And including the most unbelievable giant fresco of Detroit's industrial history by this Mexican artist called Diego Rivera. Just fabulous. You know, I spent most of the time walking around with my jaw open, to be honest.
So it's exactly it is literally the opposite of what sort of films and everything else tells us Detroit is.
Yeah. It's been really a fantastic renaissance, I think, down to this Detroit billionaire businessman called Dan Gilbert, who bought up 100 of these abandoned buildings and transformed them into, well, basically brought them back to life, you know, and did them up. They are going for big bucks nowadays. But the good thing is, I was talking to the Detroit Tourist Board this week, and they said 20% of his real estate is given over for affordable living too. So it's not all about the hipsters and the, you know, the rich people. So he's really changed the face of it. And he's brought in this Q-Line trans system around the city for $2 a day, can transport people anywhere in the city. So he's done a lot of good stuff. But to be honest, the real draw for Detroit, you know, is
Was it Motown?
Yeah, but before that, petrol heads. Walking in the footsteps of, you know, Henry Ford, Ransom Mould, Walter Chrysler, Dodge Brothers. Fantastic. I went into the Henry Ford's original factory, you know, where he built the Model T.
Really?
And, it's a museum. You just walk in there, the original production line, 1908. You could walk around all the original assembly lines and the office areas. It's just quite extraordinary. And they've got three fantastic Model Ts there, you know, which were literally built in that factory. So, yeah, brilliant. Was good. But then, of course, obviously, I realized another dream for me. I went to the house on 2648 West Grand Boulevard, which was the home of Berry Gordy, right? Motown Records.
Of course, yeah, the man who set it all up, yeah.
Yeah, and if you remember, I spent the most fabulous morning with Martha Reeves.
You did. And, now, this is such an Andy Mossack thing. So it goes to Detroit, and lo and behold, he ends up spending time having a chat with Martha Reeves.
Yeah. I know. And I picked her up in her apartment first because she had trouble getting there. So, I said, look, I'll pick you up on the way. She said,
You
yeah,
gave
sure.
Martha
Come
Reeves
and
a
pick me up.
lift.
I picked her up. Yeah. And I still remember her. We got there early because it was about 8:30 in the morning because they opened up the studios for us an hour before it was supposed to be open. So Martha and I could do this interview. And so I picked her up very early and she said, she came in and she was still putting her makeup on in the car, telling me that she wasn't used to these early morning starts these days, but never lost the ability to do her makeup on the move from all the years being on the Motown tour bus, So she was like in a
Oh
car
man.
doing it, putting all the slap on her face. It was lovely. But yeah, we sat in the famous Studio A and she told me these stories of her time there. And to be honest, Russ, I'm sure she told these stories many times before, but it was still a thrill for me. And she was telling me about upstairs in Gordy's flat, which is part of the tour. You go upstairs, and she remembers packing records into boxes to take them to the record shops. And she used to be on the switchboard, sitting there with Stevie Wonder before his audition. Honestly, and she told me this story as well about dancing in the street because she said she got around to doing it originally because it was co-written by Marvin Gaye, apparently.
Right.
And he told her he was going to do it as a sort of a crooning ballad, sort of a Marvin Gaye kind of,
Oh yeah, the full production, yeah.
sexy man, that kind of thing. And she said, well, do you mind if I give it a try as an upbeat song? And he said, yeah, sure, why not? And so they did it. Kind of a in a kind of the way it is, and he gave it to her. He said, look, you have it. And so the
Wow.
rest of they say is history. Yeah, so that was good. So that was a little gem I think I took. But obviously I'm a bass player from back in the day, so to sit in the same spot where the legendary James Jameson played was honestly it was a thrill for me.
But
That
you know
was
what?
great.
It was a little early. I mean, this is here we go. Welcome to Bass Geek Chat, as we sit in and talk about all of our favourite players. But the we played earlier on. It was about an hour ago, actually. Played Mary Wells, My Guy. And James Jameson is fantastic on that record all the way through. It's awesome. But truly one of the greats.
Do you know she told me a story about that one too, actually? She said the beginning of it is not part of the original song. Because if you listen to it, it's kind of just completely different from the rest of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And because it goes do 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 like
With
that,
like a
and they
train sort of
nicked
thing.
it. Apparently, they nicked it from a jazz song that the band used to play, and they didn't have a beginning for it, apparently. And they said, "Oh, let's stick this on the front. It's the same key, And
You
that
are.
riff came from somewhere else.
Well, there it
Yeah,
is. That's
that
not
was
us
good.
saying that. That's Martha Reeves of
Yeah.
Vandellas. Who, I mean,
Yes.
these days, of
Yeah.
course, these many years, who really cares? What an absolutely wonderful piece of music it is.
I
I
know. I
mean,
know.
plenty to go and see and do in
Yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah,
And I
yeah, yeah.
imagine, back in normal times, and they will be again,
Yeah.
pretty sort of wide range in terms of hotels and how much that'll cost. What about transport links?
Yeah,
Get it.
yeah,
What about actually getting to Detroit? So I know it's really easy to get. You could, there's about a million flights a day from Britain to Chicago, for example, and they're not a million miles away from each other, are they?
No, they go direct to Detroit from London, and I think probably from Manchester too. Yeah, there's direct flights. So that's fine. Yeah, very, very, very easy to get to. But I must tell you something, because Detroit is also the gateway to the Great Lakes, as we said just now. Michigan itself is pretty amazing. And I've got just two stories I've got to tell you about because
Go
they were
for it.
great. All right, the massive. I mean, these. The Great Lakes. They're called that because they are great. They're massive. 3,200 miles of freshwater shoreline, and
Wow.
giant natural sand dunes, and it's only 2.5 hour drive from Detroit down to the Great Lakes. It's not long, and it's beautiful. And I remember going to this town called Holland, which is on the shores of Lake Michigan, opposite Chicago, practically, right?
Right.
Fancy town, very nice, heated sidewalks. And it was originally founded by Dutch settlers, right? So they celebrate their Dutch roots every year. They have this massive tulip festival, really enormous. Millions and millions of tulips get grown there. But they've also got this authentic 250-year-old windmill, which was donated to the city by Amsterdam. And
awesome.
It still makes flour every day. And I met this lady called Elisa Crawford, who's a Dutch certified miller. And she's the only, I think, the only female windmill miller in the world. And she told me she had to do her exam in Amsterdam, not just in Amsterdam, but it was all in Dutch. So she had to learn Dutch as well. Anyway, she, lovely, lovely lady. And she gave me this packet of flour that was milled by the windmill, and with a promise I'd take it home and bake it into some bread, you know. So I gave it to a close friend of mine who's actually a proper commercial baker. He made me like a pucker loaf, you know, crusty, the whole thing. And I sent it to her as a photo, you know, and she just freaked out. She thought, wow, you really done me proud. Of course, I didn't tell her it was done by someone else, but, you know, hey-ho.
Look at that. Yeah. Yeah. You're a master with the flour.
I know. But listen, there's one more geeky thing I've got to tell you. So the day after we did Where in the World, I went to the city of Ann Arbor, right?
Yes, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Which is Ann Arbor, great city. But I met a man called John Tucker Jr. And he is Preston Tucker's grandson. And Preston Tucker was the man behind the Tucker 48, which is, in 1948, was the fastest production car in the world. Today, they're worth £2 million each because there was only 51 of them made, right? But Francis Ford Coppola and George Lucas made a movie about this guy, Preston Tucker, starring Jeff Bridges. And it was called Tucker, the Man and His Dream. And at the time, it was a big scandal because he was accused by the SEC of fraud, pre-selling his cars and accessories through dealerships to raise money. You know, it's done now normally, but the charges were thrown out. But this court case, it broke him because he won the case, but he, you know, by that time, he had no money left. So unfortunately, only 51 of these beautiful cars were made. Anyway, they are fabulous cars, and John, John's son now hand builds them to order. But I got this great picture of John Tucker by his own Tucker 48 car, you know. And that's a bit of movie history. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, an amazing place. And Andy, we didn't even touch on the fact that Detroit has America's only floating post office. We barely had time to touch on that particular fact, Richard. Yes. It has its own zip code, its own postcode in the river. Yeah. This is all pub knowledge. Andy, brilliant as always. Are you free next Friday?
Of course. Would I miss it for the world? No.
There we go. We'll go somewhere else next Friday in the past.
We will.
Nice to talk
maybe
to you.
Moscow.
Maybe. Maybe Mr. Bond. Nice to talk to you. Take care of yourself. Ta-ta.
Take care.
And away he goes. Andy Mossack. See?